What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode, Conspiracy or Just a Coincidence. I am Jack Allen. First, follow me on Twitter at Kojak Podcast and Instagram at Conspiracy or JAC. If you want to support the show, I got a Patreon. We got a few new patrons. Thank you guys for supporting. You know who you are. Thank you to Jesse, my boy Jesse. Supported the show with a Venmo. Thank you, dude. You guys are too kind. I'm honored that you'd support the show. It means the world to me. Today, I have a new friend. You know, again, I always say this, but social media makes us connect with people that we never would have connected. And then we found out we live by each other after the show. But Huey Media joins us. Huey's got an awesome... Did have a TikTok, but that got booted. But he's got a big Instagram following. 15,000 people. I think that might be almost Bob Lesson's numbers on Twitter. But Huey and I, we just talk about the world, I guess, really. We talk a little bit about people, tribalism, all this stuff that, you know, we always talk about. But I think Huey's less down the rabbit hole than we are, many of our listeners here, including me. So I always try to sell them on monarchies and why the monarchical form of government and, you know, some classic things. But it was a really good show. Go follow him on Instagram. Go support Conspiracy or Just a Coincidence. And I got my website. You can always find me there, conspiracyorjustacoincidence.com. And I'm Jack Allen, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining me. And Wednesday, I got a big part one of the Rothschild banking dynasty, how it started, how it began, where it went, what it touched, and it truly was an octopus of global control. So I'm Jack Allen, everyone. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk soon. Peace. All right, everyone. Welcome to another episode, Conspiracy or Just a Coincidence. I am Jack Allen, your favorite podcaster, always in a tank top. Today, on President's Day, this holy day, I have a very special guest. I think the second most amount of followers behind Bob's Lessons that we've had on Kojak. Rob from Huey Media. Rob, happy President's Day, dude. And thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you again for having me. It's good to be on.
Dude, well, I'm honored. Like I said, I think you have you 15,000 followers on Instagram, right?
Shit, is it 15?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, that's pretty much TikTok was my main thing, but actually I just learned that they took me down.
No way. Again. Yeah. So tell everyone like about yourself.
You know, I'm just like a, you know, just a, just a guy that's like pretty much before, you know, this whole shit show hit the fan.
Yeah.
I was just a, you know, regular dude that liked to like go out, like still love like sports, you know, just like have a good time. And then the world just went wacko, man. It just went nuts and decided to shut the whole world down over something that most people, 99 point something people survive.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to mandate BS. And I just like from the start, I'm like, something's not right about this. Like, this is just something's fishy going on. And then I kind of just went down the rabbit hole. And now I'm a full blown tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist.
Well, dude, we're going to talk about it. First of all, everyone, you should go check out Rob's Instagram. You have that skill of making videos, dude. And people love your kind of videos because they're short, they're funny, they're, entertaining. I feel like our minds are so melted. Like, my wife will watch TikTok for hours, but she can't watch a movie though. You know? So like you have the perfect medium.
Yeah. Well, the average attention span is like, they say it's like, what is it? Like 8 seconds you have to like hook them in or something, or maybe less. And that's only going to get less and less as more garbage keeps getting put in our foods and who knows what. So,
well, we tend to fall on the right side of the political spectrum. Where, what's like your beliefs? Like where, cause I mean, I started off like a Trump guy, you know, and now obviously I'm not, but tell me about like what your beliefs are.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty much, like in today's world, if you're anything like right of Stalin, you're a far right conspiracy theorist. But so I honestly, like 10 years ago, like if you were to ask me like what my views are, you'd probably say this guy's might even lean a little bit left, like probably middle, maybe a tiny bit left, like in terms of like, I don't care about like gay marriage and stuff like that. I don't, even when it comes to abortion, I'm kind of left. Like I'm not someone that cheers on abortion. Like I think it's messed up, but I also think that it's not my place to say like what you do with your body. Like I'm not one of those people like my body, my choice when it comes to this. But then when it comes to abortion, it's like you need to do, or you can't have it, or you can't abort it. Like to me, it's like, do your thing. Like just as long as you're not interfering with like my life, but then you get people like on the right, like saying like, oh, you're not a true conservative. Like,
they are right.
But yeah, I mean, I guess technically, yeah, I'm not, I'm pretty much just like government, leave me the hell alone. And recently it's not been that at all. It just
when did you like fall into like conspiracy and get politically, I don't want to say active, I don't know if that's the, I guess paying attention.
Honestly, so I've always, ever since finding out about like Monsanto and finding out about 9/11, I've always been kind of like just someone not to trust the narrative, you know? And just like realizing just how much money just the concept of news kind of woke me up. It's like, these people aren't giving you the news because they love you, you know, like they're giving it to you to control you in some sort of aspect. And you realize like all of these big, like corporations, like, they all have their like just money in the pot and a reason like that they're giving you what they're giving you. And just and just so many places just went woke, completely just insane. And that just like makes me realize like there's a demand, I think, for like real, like the other side of it, because like people like us were so like, or at least I wouldn't say we're the minority, because I think there's a lot of us, honestly, but I don't think there's a lot of us that like are covering information, if that makes sense.
Well, I'm stealing this idea or tweet from this guy, CJ. He's a history podcast that's real good, but he just tweeted like right before we got on the show, because you brought about, they're not telling you the news because they like you or whatever you said, but he brought up a good point. Like, think how successful Tucker Carlson is. And he, you know, he's just one of their mouthpieces, but he throws in a little bit of truth. And if like it was about giving us the news or about informing us, you could get so many more viewers. You do a docu series on Klaus Schwab. People would love that, dude. They would be enthralled. You would get so many more viewers and telling the truth. But so it's beyond like, they know these businesses are failing, because they wouldn't fail if they told the truth. But they, now everyone's shocked if we get like a kernel of truth in one of their, you know, hour long shows.
Oh yeah.
But at that point, just like really, like it's really, and I know it's like fraud and lying, but that's so true. Like if any of these people told a little truth, you would get huge swarms of people to watch, you know?
It's never been about the truth. That's what it's like. It's always about their narrative. And if it doesn't fit the narrative, it doesn't go out.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that like just kind of made me realize is Operation Mockingbird, like just the whole CIA being involved with our news. And they say that stopped, but I mean, look at what's going on today. Like clearly it didn't stop. Like it's the most ridiculous level that it's probably ever been.
Dude, and people will also like our parents, and I always harp on this point, but they'll be like, my boss is like a big classic conservative, like, you know, a Fox News watching boomer conservative. He'll always be like, Walter Cronkite used to just tell you the news and not give you his opinion. And it's like, dude, there was this event in like, I don't know if it was 1907 or, but JP Morgan asked all like his people, how many papers are there? And there's like 367 or something. And he was like, how many do we have to buy to control the narrative? I'm sure he didn't use that word. And they said, you need 27 of them. So what did he do? He went and bought 27 of the newspapers, put his key 12 guys in charge, like the top editor. Like, this has been going since the printing press. We have been manipulated and lied. And like, it makes you think, like, what truth is there? What truth?
Exactly. And I say that all the time. Like, it, like, we bring up just any really event in history, like, and it's just like, just think about today. Just think of 100 years from now. If they were to write about today, what would they say? They would say Bill Gates is a hero.
Yeah.
You know, like, masks saved millions of lives. People, just everything is going to be backwards. And it makes you realize, like, history is written by the people in power, you know, the people that push the agenda. And it's probably been like that. And again, I haven't been paying attention like as much as I do now, but in the past, I'm sure that it was the same thing. Now it's just blatant. We're paying attention.
Dude, I saw another funny meme right before we came on, and it was like 100 years from now, just like your point. And it was like, the parties, like, they were talking about masks and mandates, and they said, oh yes, we were the good guys. The parties flipped. You know, like how they use that thing with an Abe Lincoln. It's a horrible person, but everyone wants to claim Abe Lincoln. And it's just funny, that meme though. It's like, exactly. You're right. Like, in 100 years, they'll have some, just like they do with, the Democrats didn't want, these parties switched. They, you know, whatever lie that they use to, Yeah. So did you, you have any feelings on President's Day for these great founders that, give us days off?
Hey, I'm a person, like, I'm never going to complain about a day off, you know, I'm never going to complain about a holiday. For all I care, give us all the holidays, whatever, make the whole calendar a holiday. But, I mean, I just think presidents in general are, for the most part, puppets to something bigger, even on both sides. And if you're not a puppet, I'm a firm believer that, like, if you step out of line, just what happened to Abe Lincoln, what happened to Kennedy, you know, it just, I don't think that, and that's what makes me question even with, like, Trump. It's like, yeah, he gives us truth here and there, but, like, at the end of the day, he's still pushing that thing. He's still, and he's still alive and everything. Like, I feel like if he was really the bad guy, like, they wouldn't, like, they have the power to, you know, to
get
rid of him.
Well, like, in, I always like, there's a great book. I don't know if you like the Civil War, but Don Jeffries, shout out to Don, but he was the one, I read his book. It was like Crimes and Cover-Ups Before 18, whatever, 670. And that's where I learned all about how, even like we were just saying that Abe Lincoln wants to be claimed by these people. I mean, this guy imprisoned journalists. He removed habeas corpus. It was truly a war of Northern aggression. Slavery wasn't brought up until 4 years after the war began. It was a narrative creating thing to say, look, we're the good guys. We're trying to save these people. After the war, Abe planned to ship every black person back to Africa. He called them the lesser race in a debate with Frederick Douglass. But yet people still like want to fight for these people. It's like, it's such tribal stuff that we like can't seem to overcome at all.
Yeah. I honestly just think it's like, I think it's really like insane that like the year it's past, it's 2022 now. And like people are still so fascinated with the color. Like it's just always been just weird to me. Like, and I really, and like notice like the things that they divide us with, they're always like, not really tangible. Like you can't really point. you can't really see it. It's always like invisible, like racism. Like, how do you prove that racism is in the air? How do you prove that some sort of pathogen is in the air? You know, it's just like they just use these things and then they show like blanket examples like, oh, see, this is. But it's just like if people knew the real amount of racism in the world, like the amount of people that really gave a shit about someone else's skin color, people would unify and they would all laugh at these just disgusting networks that just constantly bring race into everything.
Dude, and it's, they're so good at what they do at dividing. Like I was taught, like even in the before World War, like after World War One, they, you know, their communism is growing in the world, and they, the same people funding the Soviet Union, you know, like the Rockefellers and the Harriman families, at the same time they create the Liberty League, something like that. And it was this pure like free market capitalist group. And they created that group to make anyone else that felt that way look silly. So you just, they're so good at creating a someone to build a, you know, an organization, they're funding it. But meanwhile, they're funding the opposing organization. And it's just whatever they can use to just distract us. I mean, I go in the comment section of Twitter, just like of like Jim Jordan's post or whoever. And dude, it's insane. It's like literal mental illness is in those top 20 comments. You, anything you want to see, dude, they got it. They got it.
But the thing is too, it's like they control the freaking comments too. So it's like the comments that were like, and if you go on Twitter too, like, especially when Twitter was in its like peak, like insanity, like,
it you mean like around the election? Say,
well, yeah, exactly. Okay. Like it would always say like show more. And then that's where all the like right wing, like other opinions would be. But like the like real liberal people, they're always on the top. Like it's always like, those are the top shown things. And it's like, and again, like if it was the other way around and like my views were always the top and like the other shit was hidden, I would be like, dude, this is nuts. Like this should not be this way. Like,
right.
But that's what you have to do though. When you like want to, you know, influence society, you have to make these sheep feel like they're the majority because I mean, if not, that this illusion does not work. Like, well, but I think people are realizing that like it's all controlled, you know?
Yeah, dude. And I hope like our generation, especially, I imagine we're around the same age. And also like what you said about like these people that I find that get so entrenched in these groups, they often like lack confidence, or especially in like the woke group, they're like bullied their whole life. And now they're the group in power. They're the group that's got they could silence you. They could rip your job away. They could rip your financials away.
And they love it.
Now they have power. They love it, dude.
Absolutely love it.
They love it.
It's pathetic, man.
Well, that's I mean, both sides, but I also identify on the right. So the like the Antifas and stuff like these are the same people that in high school, you know, I could have staken their lunch money every single day if I so chose. But now they have this. So this just entrenches them even more because they've got people who listen to them and people their viewpoints blasted on Twitter, and somehow they rationalize, oh, that's because I have the right idea, you know, but you know, you're not unreal. The corporation that I hate is supporting my idea. That would, you know, push me away a little bit, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Right. So what's your take on, what's going on in Canada? Perfect point. These people that yelled, you know, ACAB, and now, you know, they're like, rip his throat out, you know?
Yeah, so, but here's the thing, too, is, like, I'm going to be fair, and I think that, like, both sides have something to learn from this, you know? I think that the people that are like, oh, cops are terrible, and now they're cheering them on, like, yeah, that's ridiculous, especially over, like, mandating a medical product. But then the people on the right, this is also a wake-up call, the people that are just blindly back the blue, and now they see these, like, just, you know, these pathetic, just big, they're not even serving the people anymore. It's big pharma and the government. These police are just, you know, just carrying out the agenda, and these people, like, you look at them, they say, you know, like white supremacy, all this stuff. It's like there's literally Muslims there. There's black people there. There's people of all cultures at these at this trucker rally. And mm-hmm. but the news just does what they do. They spin it. And yeah, but I really think, though, this is a wake up call for a lot of people, because it's like if you just cover this so blatantly wrong, all you're going to do is just get more people to like question, like, so if they're wrong about this, what else did they lie about? What else did they lie about? And it's a domino effect.
I think that's a good, yeah, you're absolutely right. I think it did a lot of these people on the right that, so I hate how we have to pick a side, like the, you know, back the blue, like it was during all the summer protests. And I even fell into it, dude. And I've been arrested because I was a drug addict for a long time. I've been arrested like so many times, and I've hated police my whole life.
Yeah.
Well, since that happened. And then in 2020, I was like, yeah, back the, I'm thinking, what my friend was like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, why do you love? And it's so powerful. So hopefully this shows people that these guys, they want to keep their job. They want to support their, so they're going to do what they're told.
Here's the thing, though. It's like, see, I'm not going to, and even what I see in Canada, the cops stepping out of line, like, it's like, we just see that at that moment. I'm sure there's a ton of cops that are like, this is ridiculous. Like I do not stand for this, you know? But I just think you have to, and not even just with cops, with everything in life, you have to, like, kind of just be like, just not blanket judge it, you know? Like, you have to say, okay, this is a garbage cop here. That doesn't mean that it, don't paint them with a broad brush. Like, there might be other garbage cops, but there's also great cops. And it's like, but I just think whenever there's a bad thing that happens, we're like, oh, cops suck. But then when the good things happen, it's like, see, back the blue. It's a little bit of both. You just have to call out BS when it happens and call out good shit when it happens. But the thing with the police force, and like, this is where I kind of feel them, is like, if you do your job and do your job right and do it good, it's like, no one's going to see it. It's not going to make the news. It's just another average day. Mm. But if you do some terrible, it goes viral. You know, it's just kind of the way it works.
No, you're absolutely right. I know but that's a great point. Like, so what it just creates so many more heightened tensions that it becomes like it gets a life of itself.
Yeah.
What about protesting? Like, we saw that they've locked the people's bank accounts. Oh, I mean, that should be like terrifying.
It should be. And it should be terrifying, not just to people that see it our way, but like even people on the other side. Like, again, like the BLM movement, I thought that was, you know, I don't think that that's truly about helping black people. And there's been countless examples of that and just how that movement is just, it's about profiting off of black lives. But anyway, that's for, you know, I could go on and on about that, but even if they did with BLM, like even if they, you know, froze the bank accounts of the protesters on BLM, I would be one of the first people saying that's insane. That's ridiculous. That's complete government overreach. No one should have their bank account frozen for just their viewpoints and for a protest. But these people are so hypocrites, such big hypocrites, that they cheer it on because it's their point of view, you know, because but just imagine being a person where all your viewpoints are the same as the government's, the corporate media. Like, it's just like, you're being played by, it's sad. It really is sad.
Like, well, what is it called? A useful idiot? I mean, that's like what that is.
Yeah. The definition of it. But yeah, man, it's unreal that these people take the just regurgitate. It's what it is. They just regurgitate whatever they're fed, and they just eat it up.
And that whole bank account thing, like, I think it was Obama who did Operation Choke Point, and that started in the U.S. We're gonna stop the drug dealers, we're gonna stop the guns. Let's lock their bank accounts, and everyone's backing the, let's get it, get them. And then no one sees, oh shit, Wait, well, what if they, what's, who's to say that they're going to go further and lock bank accounts of not drug dealers, which are off the CIA anyway, but you know, like it's just, we Patriot, there's so many things that with that problem reaction solution that we cheer on our own demise because it's our team doing it.
Yep. And it's really an endless cycle. Like they control us through the media. They literally control, that's how they control us, is through the media. That's like their biggest weapon, I think. Like it's just, they shape our mindset and like how to think. And everything they do is like really calculated. Like they're not just tossing this, like they know what they're doing, and it's being backed by some really powerful people.
Well, I saw that you had a video about what was his, the guy, Epstein's buddy, that, you know, two people in the same group that have both hung themselves with cameras not working, Jean LeBrock or something.
Yeah,
right?
John Luke something. Yeah. So some another instance where the camera just happens to shut off at a really inconvenient time.
I hate when
really
that
convenient
happens
for them, but like it's just like they don't care to hide it anymore, you know? It's they've just gotten so bold, and they don't, it's basically saying like, what are you going to do about it? But like, what are you going to do? We're lying to you. What are you going to do about it?
No one can, like, you know, Joe Rogan saying the N-word, that's important. But the fact that a guy with serious ties to positions of power is in the same circle is able to kill himself in nothing. There's literally, like, I didn't see anything on, no one talking about it. We just don't, we were talking about that, our attention spans earlier. I don't know if that's it or we just.
No, I think it's just, it's the people that control, like, just the output of news. Like, it's like they focus much more on the irrelevant, divisive, stupid shit than they do on the shit that would get us all unified. Like the pedophile stuff with Epstein and all that, like that would unify us. Like, that's not a Republican or Democrat issue. That's an issue of the whole world, you know? And, but it's like, they don't want that. They don't want us to unite under that. So they just, look at his skin color. He was discriminated against. Look at, this person killed an old person by not wearing a mask. So separate the mask people from it's all a big division game, and people been falling for it and will probably continue to fall for it till the day we die. It's a shame.
Yeah, it is. And that whole situation with that guy and Prince Andrew, like now it's gone, you know, he like signed he's given whatever I don't know why I heard 17 million. I don't know if that was right, but he's given some amount of millions to, you know, Virginia Guffrey, and that dude, that'll be it. That is literally, that's it. We are done. The news will never cover this again until the next person, if they get caught. It's like so infuriating that we've, and this has happened so, have you ever read about the Franklin scandal? Do you know what that is?
Not really.
So the Franklin, it was in Nebraska, okay? And it's with the Republican Party primarily, this black guy, Larry King, and he's stealing money from banks. At the same time, he's also stealing kids from this place called Boys Town and giving it to, like, bringing to the RNC convention with Bush and Reagan. And all these kids, they tell these hard, like, they talk about, however, chanting, I mean, they're real little, like 5, 6 up to like 12. And they all have the same story. There's chanting, there's like graphic stuff with infants. And, you know, there's over like a million kids that go missing in the U.S. But anyway, so these kids that came out, the witnesses, they end up getting put in prison for perjury because they say their stories and then they recant them after they get, you know, terrified that because adult lawyers are beating, you know, screaming at them, calling them liars. So they recant their testimonies. Both of them served longer jail sentences than Larry King, the head guy. And it just happens over and over and over. The lead investigator, he was a good guy. He was attorney. He sends a message like, I have the evidence that's going to stop this. Him and his son coming back from the All-Star baseball game, plane crashes suddenly, dude, debris spiled out, spread out not too far to indicate like someone blew it out of the sky, as opposed to like crashing slowly, debris would be everywhere. But yeah, like this stuff, it's just, and I mean, you know, you probably have heard that phrase. 95% of America has no clue that this stuff happens.
It's really like, I mean, it's crazy and like fascinating that like they have this much power. And it's like, how, yeah, well, like I really think like the system needs to be completely like rebuilt for,
hell yeah, bring it down, buddy.
Well, like that's the only way that this is going to stop, because it's like the way that it's designed, it's like I don't think it can change unless we completely like take down the what we currently have.
Yeah, the status quo. It's, and you can't over how, like, look at, I guarantee you, you're shadow banned, I'm shadow banned. Not that but anybody that is saying truth, they're not going to get a Spotify deal. They're not going to get a.
So what is your take on like Joe Rogan? Do you think that
from what I see, he seems like a nice guy, but anybody that's like that powerful, can they really be searching for the, but I don't listen. I heard he had like someone with about the World Economic Forum just on, but what's your take on Rogan?
I hear people basically give that take on it too. Like just like people that are that powerful, like, are they really, you know, for us? But I just think that no matter who's talking, like again, like kind of similar to my thing with like police, it's like when he says something good, clap for him. When he says something like really stupid, boo him. You know, just with anything or anyone, but like if they say stupid shit, like let them know that's stupid.
Start booing them. Yeah. If someone's talking shit, boo them in the grocery store.
Yeah. Anywhere. Boo them, throw shit at them. But yeah, I just think like there's too many people in the world that they want someone to agree with them like 100% of the time. Like Joe Rogan, like he's like, he promoted like Michelle Obama and shit. And like, I'm like, that's insane. But at the same time, I'm thankful for his views when it comes to like bringing like the alternative opinion with doctors on and talking the Rona and the pharma potion. And so I'm thankful for him when it comes to that, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to like, you know, suck them off when it comes to every other. Yeah, I shouldn't say.
Well, dude, that's another good point, dude. Like we find these figureheads and we live or we die by them. We defend them.
Yeah.
But why, dude? Why do we do that?
It's nuts. It's nuts. And like even my freaking best friends, I'll tell them like if they do some stupid shit, I'll say you're an idiot. You know, like it's like, but. I mean, I still like them. It doesn't, but people like, they're like, let's say even with me, like if I share something like they'll agree with like 90 some percent of my views. And then I say one thing that they disagree on, they're like unfollowed. Like do you ever have people like that? But they're like unfollowed.
You've got more than me. So no, but I see that though. I see that.
Yeah. It's like, dude, click the freaking unfollow button, man. Like you don't need to follow me. It's just like, But that's another problem is like, because it's like a follow system and people base their worth off of how many followers they have. It's like, then you get people that are like basically catering to a base, and that's what you get. Like a lot of these pages with tons of followers, it's like, they just say the generic, you know, like Trump, MAGA, support Trump, and they don't call him out when he says stupid shit. Like I could be a like support Trump way more than I support Biden, but I'll still say that Trump, you know, needs to stop with this shilling for big pharma BS.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really just like it comes down to a balance. You just have to be, you know, just reasonable with. Like, and just know that no one's gonna agree with 100% of your shit. But like, my thing is, as long as you're not a hypocrite, I like you. Like, even if you're a liberal, if you're going to have liberal views, fine. But you better not be a hypocrite and be like, my body, my choice. But then with with this, be like, you need to get it or else you can't work.
Right.
then you suck. Like, I hate shitty people on both sides, you know?
Yeah. Well, like, dude, and that defending like about Trump, it's, I think like from just, I don't know if this is like a working theory, but like we all know that this world's screwed up. Everyone on the right or left, we can all agree that something is messed up here. The top have way too much and the bottom have way too less. But and everyone looks for a reason to blame that. So when you find someone that champions your message, you're all in. They have infallibility, especially if they're powerful, and you will die by their words and defend their words. And that's what it's like come down to. Like, why? That's why I think people stand for Trump so hard. It's because he is their identity. He is their guy that he could save me. He could save us from this, you know, trailer park. You know, I'm not trying to be stereotyped, but you know what I mean, dude. He could save us from this poor situation we're in. And so he's got to be it. The other guy's evil. And it's this, it creates like just even more chaos because we obsess and defend these people in the comments, not we, but people. And it's, it's a difficult situation.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. You put all these people in a room and like, I would take Trump a million times before I took the current garbage that we have in Biden, but that doesn't mean that you need to, you know, just like love Trump with everything that he does, you know. It just, it just be fair. Be really, that's what it comes down to. It's like, if you're gonna, and the people that hate on Trump for every little thing that he did, it's like, and then they're clapping for Biden, like he's doing a great job. Like, it's like, listen to yourself, you know, like how delirious are you? But
what's your perfect, so like I eventually went to libertarianism, and now
that's pretty much what I'm,
so tell me what your what's, so you think less government, that's a solution?
I mean, anything done like really well I think would work, but government just doesn't do anything that they do really well. Like, I think that I mean, we're already paying a crap load of taxes, like, and you look around, like, for what? There's still potholes in the road. There's still like where's this money going? Like, it's
gender studies programs, like, in Pakistan. How dare you question where those taxes are going?
But it's insane, like, just how, you know, just this money just goes to garbage causes, and but they make it sound great and people fall for it. But like what in our lives change, like, over, like, what positive things does government do for your life? Unless you're like really, really, really worthless and poor, maybe you'll get some food stamps or something like that. But if you're like a normal person, like, all they do is tax you and you get nothing to show for it, you know? Like if you're a poor, broke person that likes crack, now you'll get some crack pipes from Brandon. But it's like, if you're a normal person, what do you have to show for it?
So that's kind of where you would identify yourself, maybe.
I mean, probably, yeah, but definitely, because I'm not really, I'm definitely, like, if I had a gun to my head today, like, definitely right. But it's like, I'm also, again, like, when it comes to abortion, I stay out of it. When it comes to gay marriage, it's like, do your thing. Just don't freaking promote that shit, like, to young kids. But yeah, I mean, it's really just government, stay out of our lives as much as possible, unless it's necessary. And I think if it is necessary, like, and I do think that there needs to be some form of government, like, if it was just a complete free for all, then like that would be garbage too. So there needs to be some government, but I think when there is government, it should be transparent. Like, if they're going to tax us X amount, they should break it down. Like, this is going here. Mm-hmm. And this is how much this project costs. Like, and just really break, like, today it's like, oh, here we're taxing you for this, but then it's just like, you look and nothing gets done. Just these politicians get way richer.
Yeah. How about a corrupt system? Have you ever considered a monarchical form of government? Have you ever heard that people being that?
That's like when there's like a king, right? Or like
right, like a king or a.
Here's my thing: is if I mean, if there was a king that thought like, I don't know, like that's like when you become like hypocritical. Like if there was a king that thinks exactly how I think and makes it is like a dictator.
Yeah.
Then yeah, like I'd be like, he's the best guy ever. But like, now I think that there needs to be fair elections. So it's like the majority, it's good for the majority of people.
So but let me,
that's the thing though. It's like the majority of people are freaking losers.
They're
you know?
Stupid. Like they're stupid.
Suck. So it's like, I don't know, man. I really see the argument, honestly. Like if you could argue that pretty well.
Well, let me give you, so this is, like I said, I was Trump and then libertarian. And then I read this book, Behind the Revolutions. And it talks about how the Freemasons and other international banking groups, we will use that phrase, they systematically overthrew each monarchical form of government in Europe. They were behind the French Revolution. And I just talked about how Wall Street funded the Soviet, the communist, right, the Bolshevik Revolution. So why are all these rich groups overthrowing the monarchies? It was like this guy's point. And our founding fathers, all Freemasons, all deists, they overthrew the British government, who was already corrupt. But it started me thinking, and now I'm like down this path, dude, where people are stupid. They will believe whatever they're told. But the only issue that we have now is if we had a dictator that wasn't a globalist, I would be, if it was good for the country, dude, I would, if I had a guy that's like truly America first, a king, if you will, I would back, because clearly, go ahead.
When you say America first, like, let's say there's a genocide going on in another country. So you think we should just like completely just zone out of it?
Yeah. Well, usually I would say yes, that sucks. But also I know that if we usually fund these genocides. So
yeah,
if you had a true, but I know this is like a pipe dream. We're just talking hypotheticals, but yeah, dude. Cause I would stay out. Like I would have never been in any war if I was King Jack of America. Civil War, states, right? Well, I don't know. That one's tough. But the other ones, yeah, we would have never been there. And that's what, like another guy, Hans Hoppe, and I haven't finished his book yet, but he brings up all these points why a monarchy, like constitutional republics, they do not work. Look at Europe. Look at America. Has it improved in the 100 years? No, it has gone drastically down. And that's because it's by design. They're selling their resources. The politicians sell your country's resources, sell your people for them to get rich. They leave, they're fine. But with a king, you would want to maintain that wealth. You want to maintain your people's, your country's power and the prosperity so they won't overthrow you. And that's just one example of why I believe that a monarchy would be the best form of government.
Yeah, you just have to make sure that person, like, really, you know, is who they say they are and doesn't flip the switch but yeah, I mean, let's say though that like that person is like, well, let's say Joe Biden was the monarch, it's like see, that's why I disagree. I hear what you're saying, like in an ideal world, if like there was a person that truly loved the country, that did what he thought was best, maybe in theory it would be better, because like, and I always just said, like, even if you have an amazing president under these current terms, it's like you have 4 years, 8 years at most to turn it around. That's impossible. Like, you know, that's impossible to do all that you want to do. It's not easy. I don't know. Like there's no like perfect system. Every system is going to have good and bad things.
Well, and just to disprove my, like in the Bank of England, that was the first bank that ever got the charter to coin money. And that was in like 1690. And that only happened because they overthrew King James. His son-in-law did it, who was married to his daughter, Prince Wilhelm of Orange. And he overthrew his father-in-law. So he, and then what was his first thing is he passed, like they do today, he passed a tonnage bill, which was like, if your ship weighed over so many, you had to pay extra in taxes. And hidden in that bill was that the Bank of England was going to be coining the currency for Britain. And, you know, no one, again, no one saw that. There is no internet. The papers, I'm sure, didn't say, guys, we're changing things up. Be prepared, you know. But and so that even those things happen in monarchies in my hypothetical perfect world. But I'm so sick, dude, of every politician. Like, they're just every single one. I don't refuse to believe you get anywhere if you're a good, if you have an ounce of honesty and decency, you don't make it. You will not get a position of power.
Yeah, I hear that. But I do think that, like, I don't know. Like, I really do think that, like, there's always hope. Like, if you just, like, we're just went up there and, like, we're, like, the realest person. Mm. I think that, see, and that's the thing with Trump is, like, I think that there are times where he could have been, like, better at, like, explaining himself instead of just being, like, trying to, like, one up the reporter and, like, just, like, in your face, like, kind of like a small. I feel like there's a way to, like, kind of be open to the other side. Like, there's a, like, I feel like you could do what Trump did, but, like, a little bit better. So, like, well, like, Trump had a way, like, and I loved when Trump was, like, a smart ass to the,
yeah, I agree,
but I do think that there's a way to do that where you could, like, do that but also kind of, like, let the other side know that they're being lied to as well. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's tough to
Well, you're a little more optimistic, I'd say, dude, so I like that. I think that's good to be still hope that, you know. And I don't think it's, like, silly, dude. I hope all the time that, like, you know, we see, like, people on Twitter that are, like, truly grassroots people, populists that are trying to get, you know, they're speaking truths and they're saying things that are not politically correct. But I just worry that, like, you get, say one of them wins, someone's going to call them one day and say, hey, be a shame if your wife found out that you've been watching Blacked and watched 2 hours of porn a day. Be a real shame if she found, and then they're done, dude. And then they're done, you know. Yeah. That's like my, I don't, because it's just so,
and, like, everyone has their freaking flaws. So it's right. Like, they're going to pull, like, if you're a person and you've experienced life, they're going to pull something on you. And they just, the media is just so powerful that they'll air that out to everyone, you know?
Yeah.
So he has this Snapchat that he sent 10 years ago or yeah. I mean, we would all, most people would be screwed.
Absolutely.
They all have blackmail on each other for sure.
All of them, dude. And so, like, that makes me wonder even about, like, people like Rogan and all these other people, like, as much as they probably try to do the best good they can do with what they have. And that's not good enough. You know, that's not anywhere near good enough, but you know that they had, I try to, like, try not to be so, like, first of all, people, you told me, I don't know if that was on the show, how you lost your job because of that mandate. Dude, that is one of the bravest things that anyone can do. And that's why I hated seeing people on the right or whoever, like, chastising people for going along to get along. Like, dude, you put yourself in, you did it, dude. Very, well, I don't know if I could have done that.
It's not like I, like, honestly, I didn't think that they were going to, like, fire me. To
yeah.
Be completely honest with you. I'm kind of like I'm like a really bad, like if someone puts me on the spot, like, I'm pretty bad at, like, lying.
Yeah.
But my boss is, like, one of those old school, like, ladies. And she was just like, Rob, did you get the thing? And I just, like, started, like, smiling. Like, I'm really bad at hiding that stuff. And so I was, like, smiling. And she's like, well, then put your mask on. And then, like, I had to, like, go do the mask. And like, I kind of just, you know. So they knew that I didn't have it because my boss freaking, and then someone else that didn't have it, like, went and talked to me, and I don't know. It was stupid. Like, we were really loud when we shouldn't have been. Like, we were just talking about how stupid the whole thing was and how it doesn't make any logical sense scientifically when you could still spread it. And, but yeah, but then they were basically, they would send me an email like, oh, if you want to come to this, you need to, you need to have a negative test in 14 days later. Yeah. But if I would have got the thing, I could have came the next day, even if,
right.
It doesn't make sense. And I made it known, like, how does this make any sense? And then suddenly my performance became an issue once they,
right.
You know, so, but it's funny because this disorganized company basically, so I would have been there 5 years.
Damn. And then
they sent me this thing. Like, I guess the HR and like the bosses don't talk, but they sent me, literally the day after I got fired, 5 years of excellent service.
Yeah.
As they're fired.
Wow, dude. Like, they already sent it.
Yeah. So it's like, that just shows that it's ridiculous. It's really BS. And like, luckily, I don't have any kids or any shit or anything. So it's like, you know, I'll find a like I'm doing all right. I'll be fine. Like,
yeah, you're gonna bounce back.
But there's people that it's like, I understand why people kind of cave in, because some people, like, it's like, what if they're not making a lot of money? They have people to feed. It's like it's not an easy decision, and it's BS that people need to make that this is even being a decision. Like, it should be free choice. Especially when you can still spread it. Like, that's my, like, it's proven. Like, turn on the TV today, you'll see this person still got it, this person still got it, this person still got it, and they're fully protected by that safe and effective super potion that doesn't do it. Dude, it's just so stupid. Like, the whole thing is just so stupid.
Well, do you think as the older generation, I don't want to say dies, but as they leave the political sphere and things like that, do you think things will change? Like, with,
I think it's probably gonna get worse.
You think it's gonna, oh my god, I thought you were Mr. Optimistic, dude. What do you mean it's gonna get worse?
I mean, I hope it gets better, but dude, look at the people like that are from Gen Z. That, like, most of them are, you know, like not most of them, but you got the non-binary, like them movement coming up, who's obviously just gonna parrot whatever their TV's telling them,
right?
So and most people are just victims. They just think that they're owed something, the government needs to do something. If you're rich, you're automatically a bad guy. Just people that just think that, you know, they're victims. It's much easier to be a victim in this world than to go out and make shit happen.
Yeah, dude, it's definitely victim. And I see, like, and that's why, like, I don't know where I feel for these people that, you know, I don't feel for people that just don't work, that choose to be, like you said, a victim or woe is me. But there's so many, like, you can't work. A father can't work and keep four kids fed in a house anymore. Like, all these things are broken beyond belief. So it resonates with me when I, some of those left talking points, like taxes are wrong and all that. They're right, dude. Yeah.
I agree. And like, that's where, like, I do think that, like when it comes to like healthcare and shit, it's like, they're already taxing us out the ass. Like, how come we can't also get healthcare with that? Like, if we're going to be taxed out the ass and have nothing to show for it, still potholes in the road, still a garbage community, you know? It's like, why can't we also get healthcare included? Like, and we also have to pay insurance on top of that. It's like, then you go to the doctor, like, just whatever surgery. And it's like, I go on and on, but like, you go to Walmart and you go, you buy let's say you buy a video game. And it's as on the game, like, it's $50. You know that you're spending $50 for this beforehand. We're like, let's say I were to go to the doctor. It's like, I go and I get my treatment, and then after the fact, they pull a bill out their ass. And it's, you know, it's just, it's so stupid that it's that way. Like, it's like, dude, it should be like known, this is going to cost me this much. But I do think that, like, it is kind of BS that, like, your healthcare is tied to, like, your benefits to a company or some shit. Like, I do think that healthcare, like, so if you're just, like, a poor person, should you just die? You know, like, I do think that's kind of BS. Like, I am kind of left in that aspect, I guess, because it's kind of like, if you just don't have a job or, like, like, screw this guy. I mean, I do think something needs to be done with our healthcare system, to be honest.
The way that they started, like, benefits, it was, like, around FDR, the great people's president, who, you know, great changes, all that, all those things. People were about to kill the robber barons because they were living just like how they live today, and people were living in literal, you know, tin shacks. And so they, I'm sure you heard, like, the one like protest or whatever with the coal mine in West Virginia. They essentially started a military to fight Rockefeller, and so they had to quiet the people down. So what did they, you know, they said, we want rights and benefits and all their, you know, all these great things. And what the robber barons realized, like the Rockefellers and all these families, they said, oh, well, it's going to be way cheaper. We're going to kill two birds with one stone. Let's give them health insurance and require it for any company over 50 people. What this does is, now, just like what's going to happen with environmental regulations, any new business that's starting up, they'll get canned because they can't afford to do all these requirements that the government's requiring. And it also, it keeps people quiet while not giving them the actually, you know, like the example was when we were working 12-hour factory shifts as an 8-year-old, and you would just switch with your other orphan when it was time to sleep. These people were dying as they got older because they saw no sunlight. They ate garbage. So the solution would be to clean up the factory, but that's too expensive. What's cheaper is, let's give them insurance and a few sick days. And that was what they did to just pacify us. Yeah. We're not good negotiators, dude. We'll just say, take it. Got it.
Yeah. See, if I were in charge, I guess that's what I would look into, is like these insurance companies, what that is, that's a middleman between you and the doctor. If we could cut out that middleman and then just, like, make it between you and the doctor, I feel like that could lower the prices so much.
Oh, that's a good point, dude.
So what I would do is, like, I think we need some, like, underground doctors. Like, that's going to sound shady, but, like, think about this. Like, if I was a doctor and I knew my shit, and, like, I knew the insurance was taking money from the people.
Yeah.
Like, obviously they're overcharging, and then, like, the patient, they want a cheaper price. So, like, pay me a little bit more than I would get, but completely cut out the middleman. Like, if there's a way to do that.
All right, dude. I'm on
board with that.
All right. I love you got to start a medical school, dude. Say, we're not getting accredited, but you could, that's what they did back in, dude, in America, Huey's, that's Huey's how it was.
School.
Yeah, that's dude. Like, but that's literally how it was. Yeah, are you a big reader or no?
If I'm into it, like, it's
well, you gotta read Rockefeller's Medicine Man, dude. You will love it.
Didn't he, like, wasn't there a whole, like, difference, like, kind of route with medicine, like, in terms of, like, alternative health and
right?
And then he, like, took it all down, and then I watched something on that, and then now it's like his way, and it's like all just pharmaceuticals and shit.
Right. Well, natural stuff. In America, like in the Andrew Jackson days, we had more doctors. We had so many doctors in America. There was tons of medical schools. And then what they did was Rockefeller himself was a homeopath, but his son screwed it up, changed it. But they built up Johns Hopkins as the prime example. And for years, dude, they were trying to create tougher restrictions for, wasn't so many doctors, so they would get paid more, all these things. And they eventually were able to build Johns Hopkins with the lab and all this stuff like that. Like, and then they changed you needed to pass this test to get your MD in America. And that test required the hospital or the school to have a lab. So that knocked out 90% of the medical schools, because They're, you know, a little small town medical school that was just lectures.
So now it's just all the freaking people that just get brainwashed through the propaganda system and just that it's like the standardized medical shit.
Exactly, dude.
And all the other medical stuff is labeled as like quacks and insane.
And that, and you, the schools that did what the Rockefeller Foundation said, they would get funding. They would get the $1 million that they sorely needed to build the new lab to bring more students. You didn't do what he said. You were not getting, it looks like you're not teaching this well enough. You're not getting that mill. And those schools went under, dude. So you got to create an underground doctor school.
Dude, I was saying to my dad, I think it was like last week or something, though, like do like a, like, but he basically told me, I mean, it's a good concept, but it's like, wouldn't happen because, I basically said, what if we did like a nonprofit where like every single dollar was accounted for and like advertised and like we made like a social media campaign and like basically funded doctors, like, you know what I mean? Like, and said, okay, so we're going to test like, because most people will agree that, like, actually, probably not most people, but a lot of people will agree that it's all corrupt and it's all about money. And, like, they're kind of keeping us sick instead of getting a cure. So, like, if we just, like, funded medical doctors funded by the people and they were transparent about, like, their testing and all that stuff, and we just did a nonprofit, but then, like, my dad's like, yeah, you would need like millions and millions, probably like billions of dollars to do that.
Sounds and, like you're a socialist, dude.
Yeah. And the doctor would like probably get shot in the process if he was like going to release some cure, you know? It's just too big of a, like, we need the only way this will change for the masses is if there's a truly, like,
if we install a king person, and that's where we're going to end it.
What's that?
I said we just need to install a king and that's the show, we're out.
Yeah, but it would need to be a king that's like truly it's not gonna happen, you know? It's like the best thing is like is to live your best life and to like be as self-sufficient as possible. Like that's the only way to kind of beat, I mean, you're never gonna be able to like beat the system per se, but like you can be the best version of you and just try and, you know, be your best and ignore the BS that's going on.
Ooh, I like, it was even a little bit of a rhyme. That was perfect. Be your best. I mean,
it's cliche, but like, that's really like what it,
dude, I agree. Comes
down to.
That's so like, and unfortunately for me, I am the least manly man. I have no idea how to hunt.
I don't know how to fish.
Thing.
Like I'm being a hypocrite because like when it comes to all this shit, like I'm screwed, completely screwed. Like I don't cook.
I do that. All right.
I'm basically I'm just ranting on shit that I can't even do myself. I can't garden. No, I mean I can cook. I'm just too freaking lazy to cook.
Right. Right.
But yeah, when it comes down to it, I mean, I like just things that are like quick and easy, like in terms of like just going out and buying food.
Yeah,
instead of, I get like, making it. But then, yeah.
Well, so how can people find you? Where can they watch you? All those, like I said earlier in the show, you have like awesome, great videos. They're funny. They're entertaining.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yes. Yeah, so, I would say you could find me on TikTok, but they just got my, I literally just found out right before this that they took my account down
that
again.
That sucks, dude.
So yeah, this is the 8th account.
No way. And was it because you were talking about the medical stuff?
Honestly,
I'm guessing.
I don't even, who knows? All it takes is someone that's offended to report it. But most of the stuff that I talk about, you know, it's the same stuff I share on Instagram. For the most part, I just reformat it to TikTok. And so it's these people that are basically weaponized from the pharma cartel. They're just they weaponized the sheep is what they did. They weaponized
the
sheep.
I like that.
You go out and report any content,
I like that,
content that they disagree with. So, yeah, I'm down again on that. But yeah, you can reach me on Instagram, Huey Media. Although I was thinking of like rebranding that too, because like now that I don't have a job, like it's like I don't care if people know
right
Huey or not. But yeah, I was thinking of I don't know. I'm gonna think of like if I do rebrand, and like I was even thinking of doing like a podcast as well. I think
nice,
it's,
dude. But, do it.
But yeah, I'm like this technology that you're using is pretty cool. Like this whole thing.
Oh, dude, if I can do it, let me tell you, my friend, you with making your videos, you can do it. All right.
So is this is like just going to be in podcast form, or this is like gonna be on Spotify?
So it's on YouTube right now. And once I end, then I just got to put it, drag and click, and boom, it's everywhere, dude.
It's pretty
to the masses. To the masses. Like,
how long have you been doing this for?
Like 2 years, I think. Right, about 2 years. But
so
what
made you get into like the podcast game?
Dude, I my friend just told me to do it. He's like, just start, dude. And I was like, I should wait and read more. And he was like, just do it. And so the first anyone, if they some people have listened to all of them, they are horrible in the beginning. So
yeah, well, just like anything, you're just gonna do it and keep getting better, keep getting better. And yeah, I mean, that it's just, you know, well, too many people like, and that's what I realized with like, especially with like social media, like most people like take politics out of it. This is just for anyone watching. Like, let's say you're into gardening. Like, I'm just picking a random subject. And you start a channel, like at first you're going to have like no one commenting on your shit. And like, I think a lot of people that like, ego wise, that gets to people. It's like, rough. And they get like frustrated and they stop. Mm-hmm. But like, eventually you're going to have two people commenting, then three, four, you know, and it grows. You just have to stick with it. And,
well, look really, at you, dude, you built it.
Yeah. I mean, just not care. Like what, you know, what I think it's like a skill, just not to care what people think, you know, and just mm-hmm. keep doing it and do what you're passionate about. Cause most people, they're passionate about something. It's just, they don't take action on it.
Dude. Well, so you start one, dude. And I'll be honored to be your guest.
I'll definitely bring you on when I do. I just need to, I'm really honestly, like when it comes to like, I'm like familiar with like Instagram and TikTok, but like when it comes to this shit, I'm like, dude, like streaming and stuff like that. Like
I'll help you anytime. So where can people find you again, dude?
On Instagram, Huey Media.
All right, Huey Media. I put it in the show notes, but I'll put it again. So dude, thanks for coming on the show. Like I said, I love your videos, and thanks a lot, dude.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. Take care, everybody. See you around. I'll be on Wednesday. We're talking Rothschilds and their banking empire. So we'll see you guys then. Peace.
Cool. Thanks again, man.